And you may all be seated. And children, if you've got something to share, come on up and share it with us, please. Is there somebody ready to go here? Come on up. Nathan, come on. Come on, Connell. Okay, great. Okay, turn around and tell them your name and hold up what you've got and say what it is and then say how it reminds you of Jesus. Hold it up in the air.
Johan.
And who are you?
Nathan. Nathan.
Oops, maybe if I turned it on.
My name is Nathan and I have a stick.
Hang on a second. There we go. Okay. One more time.
Your name is Nathan and I have a stick. And the way it reminds me of Jesus, or God, is because he made trees and sticks come from trees.
Okay. Thank you, Nathan. Yay. Okay, who's next? Connell.
Hi, I'm Connell, and how this reminds me of Jesus is because Jesus has so much thoughts because it has so much bubble things on it, and it is a blackberry.
A blackberry, okay. Thank you, Connell.
My name is Ezra, and I have a basil leaf. It reminds me that Jesus made it. And that it grows.
Ah, thank you. Okay. Benjamin? Whoop. Go ahead, Benjamin. What's your name, Benjamin? Okay. You want me to go to Jed and come back to you, Benjamin? Okay. Come on, Jed. Okay. Everybody can see you. Okay. What's your name? Your name is Jed. Okay. And what have you got?
A stick.
All right. And how does the stick remind you of Jesus?
The cross.
Oh, very good. It reminds you of the cross because the cross is made out of wood like the stick. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Jed. Ready, Benjamin?
My name is Benjamin, and I got a leaf.
Okay. And how does the leaf remind you of Jesus?
That he's divine.
Very good. Very good. That Jesus is divine. And can you tell us? Oh, you've got a very interesting rock there.
Yeah, this a question rock.
Okay, and how does the rock remind you of Jesus? That's okay. The Bible says that God is our rock. Very good. Thank you for bringing that rock. That was Jap. Okay. Anybody else?
Greetings. This is a rock that Samuel grabbed this morning, so I can only guess that he wanted to share something. Unfortunately, he cannot complete a sentence at this point. So I'm going to guess that he wanted to pick up this rock. Because rocks last a really long time. There's a lot of imagery in the Bible about rocks. And it makes me think of the Sermon on the Mount when Jesus says, those who hear my words and do them will be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And when the storm comes, the house does not fall down.
Hey, thank you, Samuel and John.
This is a feather.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Alyssa. You guys all know that.
Hold that close to you.
This is a feather that I have, and I turned it into a pen, but it reminds me of birds. And Jesus and God remind me of birds because they kind of shelter the children under their wings and stuff. And also they soar, and they're so free and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Alyssa. Very good. Anyone else? There must be some more young at heart people out there.
I'm Beth. And Steve and I just got back from the Covenant Annual Meeting in Arizona. And after the meeting, we went to his family's cabin in Oak Creek Canyon, which is kind of halfway between Sedona and Flagstaff. And on Thursday, we went up to Flagstaff. And there is a mountain there called Mount Humphreys. And on Mount Humphreys, there's a place called the Snow Bowl, which is where people ski. And we drove up there. It's about a 9,000-foot elevation up there. And at that point, there's a lot of sunshine and there's a lot of coolness. And it's just the perfect place for one of my favorite trees to grow, the aspen tree. And we drove up through these groves of aspen trees, which are just absolutely beautiful. If you've ever seen one, they have like a white, grayish-white trunk and these beautiful shimmering leaves that they're kind of like the poplar leaves in a way, the way the poplars here are kind of shimmering.
Yeah.
But they're smaller, and they make this sound like rushing water as you're around. And let me just tell you a little bit about aspens. They grow in a peculiar way. They grow in large clonal colonies derived from a single seedling and spread by means of root suckers. New stems in the colony may appear at up to 30 to 40 meters from the parent tree, and each individual tree can live for between 40 to 150 years above the ground. But it's the root system that is the long living thing here. In some cases, there's a place in Utah, I'm told, where these aspen trees, this clonal colony, is so old. They estimate it to be 80,000 years old. These aspen colonies become very large and spread about a yard a year, eventually covering many, many acres. And they're able to survive forest fires because the roots are below the heat of the fire, with new sprouts growing after the fire burns out. In a little bit, we're going to be celebrating communion together. And as Steve always reads to us from Scripture, we participate in the body of Christ. And so, as Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 12:12, "For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ." I can't help but look at these aspen trees and think about how we all are connected through Him. And it's through His one seedling that we have all sprouted. And so it was just a beautiful image to me. And I just wish that I could paint it for you more accurately. It's a beautiful thing that we're all connected through that root system that is Christ.
Thank you, dear.
I brought something from nature that reminds me of Christ this morning. And I want you all to participate in it. So let's have each one of us just take a deep breath. Breathe in and breathe out. And I brought air this morning.
Thank you.
So actually, I did not bring air. But air was already here by God's grace. And I was just thinking about God in His providence, you know, gives air and breath and life to each one of us. And if any of you have experienced asthma or emphysema, COPD, or some of those other lung-related diseases, you know what it's like when the lungs can't breathe fully, or just that anxiety, that
fills us when we can't get a full breath. And others of us, hopefully even now, know that when you take a deep breath and you let it out, the body relaxes. You're filled with oxygen. After a long run, you take a deep breath and your body renews itself. In a moment of stress and anxiety, take a deep breath, count to 10. Okay, we can go on here. As a parent, we encourage our children to take a deep breath when they're bickering with one another. It doesn't always solve everything, but it helps sometimes. And I was just thinking about how God in the Scriptures uses wind as a metaphor for the Holy Spirit and God's Spirit working in us. And the mystery of how God's Spirit works in ways that we cannot perceive. And also, I think, just that verse, that everything that has breath, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. I'm Bethel. I'm not as creative as Brian. I couldn't bring my thing with me because it's too big. When I see the ocean, I am reminded of God's washing away of my sins, washing away of my grief, of my stress. I go to the ocean to be cleansed, to experience God's forgiveness and God's joy and richness through that washing away process. And that's where I used to run years ago when I was struggling, was to run to the ocean and just sit and watch feel the waves just come in and cleanse my being.
Thank you, Bethel.
So my name is Anna, and what reminds me of God is the dirt, because I do believe that the Bible says that we're all made from dust. And so I look at us all and I look at myself and I think how sophisticatedly made we are. And I think of evolution and the people that believe in evolution, and that we just became about because of the Big Bang. And I think how sadly what fools they are to believe in that, because we're so sophisticated. Our internal organs, the way we function, our brains, I mean, everything is just so sophisticated, and evolution could never make anything like that. So I'm reminded through my body of God, because I'm so well put together and function so well. And I just thank God for that. And that is what really makes me believe that He is our God and He is our Creator. And I look around at things, flowers and things that have grown, the color, and just many different things like peacocks. And how beautiful they are. And only God can make something so beautiful. And so those things remind me of God.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you.
Hi. Most of you already know who I am from playing up front, but in case you don't, my name is Larissa. And the thing that I was thinking of that reminds me of God, I didn't bring it with me because I couldn't find it. But the thing that reminds me of God is a snail. And the reason that reminds me of God is because when I see a snail, I'm reminded of a quote by a friend of mine, and she said, with perseverance, even the snail eventually reached the ark. and the reason how that reminds me of God is that I'm reminded that, you know, sometimes there are seasons that we go through in life where, we may be going through something very difficult, and during that time, we ourselves, we may feel, very weak, and we may, so, we may feel very weak, and we may be going through something that we're really struggling with, and, while we're going through that, we may feel like a snail, but the reason that quote reminds me of God is that when I think of that quote, with perseverance, even the snail reached the ark, and it reminds me how even when I'm going through something very difficult, and, and I feel like, I don't have the strength to, make it through, I'm reminded that God will give me the strength that I need, and that God will give me the perseverance that I need to get through it. So that's how a snail reminds me of God. Thanks.
Thank you, Alyssa.
Hello, my name's Jacob. Continuing the trend, I don't have, that bit of nature that reminds me of God with me, because it's a thunderstorm. So it would have been convenient if we had held this during a thunderstorm, but...
No, it wouldn't have been.
Anyways, so I used to live in South Carolina, and there's this forest near where I lived, which bordered a marsh, a saltwater marsh. And one day I was walking through the forest. I get to the edge of the forest, and I'm looking out. So the marsh goes, because this was in a river delta, it goes all the way out to the ocean, right? And there's this huge thunderhead coming towards me, and I can literally see the rain, it's just walking towards me, right? And eventually it hits, and here I am, at the edge of the forest, buckets of rain pouring down, and I was just, and it just, that moment stuck with me. It's a reminder of, God's power and his ability to cleanse. And I think, that the walk home was probably one of the best ones I've had in years, just being covered in rain.
Thanks, Jacob. Hi, Ari.
Ari doesn't want to talk.
Okay.
Ari wanted to bring a turtle. We do not have a turtle, so he spent yesterday making a turtle to bring and share. And we talked about several ways that a turtle reminds us of Jesus, but we decided to share that wherever a turtle goes, they take their home with them. And wherever we go, Jesus is with us. And so we are home because we have his spirit living in our hearts.
Thank you. Thank you, Ari. That's a beautiful turtle you made.
I'm Marcy. Some of you know that I like to take pictures, and flowers are one of my subjects. And sometimes when you delve deeper into a flower, you see different things too. And God created every flower. Some flowers have been known to exist for 100 million years. Rock rose, some of the different flowers that you find in the Bible. They're found, every flower and plant that begins with the alphabet, except for maybe five letters, if you look in Matthew and all of the different books of the Bible. When you're taking a picture of a flower, sometimes you can't see until you get deep inside. This is the middle of a sunflower, but you don't see individual pieces in that sunflower. Same thing with a dahlia. This is a dahlia, but it's also an individual, each petal that God created. And when we meet people for the first time, He created that unrepeatable, unique miracle of a human being too. And sometimes we can't see the insides of people, but we can accept them as human beings and realize that God created an individual.
Thank you, Marcy.
Good morning. I'm Debbie. And these are out of season, so I couldn't bring one. I have a picture of one. You probably can't see it. It's a dogwood flower. And you could just tap in dogwood flower into your phone or computer at home and see what it looks like. Whenever I see these in the spring in bloom, they remind me of Jesus because they have four petals, and one petal is longer than the others, so it's shaped like a cross. The petals make a cross. The tips of the petals, they look like they've been injured or hurt somehow. Often they're sort of a reddish color. So it reminds me of Christ's wounds, the crown of thorns on his head, the nails in his hands, the nails in his feet. And then there's this beautiful center of pollen, sort of golden pollen in the middle that makes me think of Jesus' heart for us. So I'm just sharing that this morning. Whenever I see one, I immediately think of Jesus and his giving himself for us and his love for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you all for delivering the message this morning, and praise God for everything that he's made. And we'll do this again sometime if there was something you'd like to share and didn't quite get the courage to raise your hand, we'll have another opportunity. So thank you. Thank you all. Let's prepare to come to the Lord's table now. We'll begin by confessing our sins together. We will join in then in the Lord's Prayer and then in the singing of the hymn that you see in your bulletin, and then remain standing until we've declared our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. So would you stand together as we confess our faith together?